Morning, everyone, again. I wasn't here with you last time. That might have been a blessing.
Yes,
but
you treat me like that.
We'll pray for you later. but it's nice to be with you. It's quite strange not preaching in the church, to be honest. But God is with us wherever we are. You know, and the word of God is relevant, you know, wherever we're doing and wherever we are. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about friendship. You know, about God being our friend, about Jesus being our friend, you know, and wanting to help us in our lives. And I was thinking about it. I found some quotes about friendship on the internet that I thought were quite good. True friend is someone who thinks you are a good egg, even though he knows you're slightly cracked. That one I thought I quite liked. This is a good one. Marriage is a sort of friendship recognised by the police. You might think about that one. This is my favourite. Friends are God's way of apologising for families. And you might find that true as well. Two men walking through a woods together and they hear a noise behind them. They look around. There's a big black grizzly bear coming to get them. But both set off running as fast as they can run. Then all of a sudden, one of them just stops, gets his bag out and starts putting his running trainers on. And his friend says to him, there's no way that you can outrun that grizzly bear. He says, maybe not, but I can outrun you. That's the sort of friend you want, isn't it? In trouble. I don't think so. Anyway, I just want to look at a couple of verses from the Bible, which that are quotes about friends. First one is from Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17. And what it says there is, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. I mean, someone that is a true friend will always love you. You know, whatever's happening in your life, whatever you're doing, that person will always love you if it's a true friend. And also that person becomes, like family becomes a brother in times of adversity when you need them. The next one in Proverbs is Proverbs 18 verse 24. This is an important point. A man who has a friend must himself be friendly. To have a friend, you've also got to reciprocate that friendship, haven't you? You've got to be kind to them. And it says, but there is a friend that stands closer than a brother. Now, maybe you know that I've that type of friend or not, but in the Bible that is talking about Jesus, who is a friend that is even closer than a brother. He's the closest friend that you could ever have, the one that could love you the most. One day Jesus was teaching his disciples and he was talking about friends to them. He was talking to anyone really, to us as well, because in a way we're his disciples, we're his people as well. This is what he said, and I'm reading from John 15, and I'm going to read from verse 12 to verse 17. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, and he lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know his master, what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all the things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should stand. And whatsoever you ask in the Father's name, he may give it you. These things I have commanded you, that you love one another. A true friend is someone that you should cherish, isn't it? Someone that you should love, someone that you in turn should care for, someone that you should enjoy being in the presence of and enjoy being with, someone that won't leave you when the bear's chasing you through the woods, you know, that will stay and help you fight or rescue you, someone you can rely on to be there in times when you're not feeling so good and in times when you're having good times as well. That's a true friend, isn't it? That's the type of friend Jesus wants to be and is to us. Jesus said in verse 17, greater love has no one than this, than he lays down his life for friends. that's the ultimate sacrifice for anyone you call a friend or family, isn't it? That would you be willing to die for them? Would you be willing to take their place? Would you be willing to save them at the expense of your own life? Jesus did die so that not only his disciples could be saved, but also us. Jesus called us friends, the Son of God, the awesome creator, the healer, you know, the big man, the provider, the protector. He called us friends, you know, friends. Jesus, the Son of God, called you a friend. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? You're a friend of God. In verse 15, Jesus goes on to say, no longer do I call you servants, for servants don't know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. Jesus wants to have a friendship with us. Jesus wants to have a relationship with us, not a dictatorship. I talk to a lot of people who think that if you become a Christian, you instantly have a massive list of things that you're not allowed to do. And God says, thou shalt not. That's not what God's like, is it? When you become a Christian, yeah, there may be things which we could do better and things which maybe need changing in our lives. But God's not like that. He's not the big ogre. He will help us to get our lives right. There's something Jesus may ask us to stop doing or saying, but he understands. He knows things take time to change, and what he does is gently lead us into a better, more fulfilled life. He comes a true friend who loves us, who leads us, who helps us in all our lives. First he becomes a friend, then as friends together, he helps us along. One of the best things I've found about being a friend of Jesus is that he is constantly available. He's always there. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't go on holiday and say, no, I don't want to talk to you while I'm on holiday, I'm having a rest. He's always there at any time of day or night. That's amazing, isn't it? Have you got a friend that you could call up at any single time of any day of any year and he would come and help you? It's very difficult, that, isn't it? To have that type of friend, but yet Jesus is that type of friend. Whenever you need him, wherever second of any day that you need him, you don't have to ask. Talk to him. He doesn't have to come around because he's already there. He's already here with us this morning. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says that God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. When God says never, that means it's not going to happen. You know, he's never going to leave you or forsake you. Verse 6 says, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can any man do to me? When Jesus becomes our friend and comes to help us live our lives, then what can we fear? Even if man took our lives, we go to eternity in heaven forevermore.
Yeah.
And we gain.
Yeah.
So what have we to fear? While we live on earth, he's with us, he's our friend, he helps us in every situation. And yet, when we go to eternity, we live with him in eternity in paradise. No one ever needs to be alone because Jesus wants to be a constant help and friend. And the best thing about it is that we only have to ask him to be our friend. A simple prayer, a few words, nothing really, calls it from our hearts. Not only does he help us in our daily lives, but he also is a friend which carries over into eternity. Well, that friendship isn't just last another, it lasts forevermore once we become a friend with God. Jesus becomes a true friend in life, in death, and throughout eternity. I found in my life that Jesus is a friend who truly cares, who truly wants to help us and be able to tell him all our fears and hopes and dreams and ask him to help. The most amazing thing about Jesus being a friend is that he listens. He not only listens, he answers as well. You know, he does things and he cares for us and he helps. He's always attentive to what we say and what we do. I'd like to ask you this morning, do you know Jesus as a friend? You know, and a saviour? Because that's where he wants to be. He doesn't want to be the ogre that says, thou shalt not do this, you shall not do that. He wants to love us. we want to cherish it, we want to help us in our daily lives. We want to be part of what we're doing. We want to have a relationship with us. If you don't know Jesus is your saviour and friend, then you can ask someone this morning, you can ask them, more or less most of the people here, about their relationship with Jesus, with God, and they can probably lead you in the prayer that would bring Jesus to be your friend. All I can honestly say is that Jesus is the best friend that I have ever had, and always will be. And it can be the same for you if you don't know Jesus as a friend. Let's pray.